a number of homes and businesses remain without power this morning due to the impact of Storm Ashley as clean-up operations continue now around the country. The worst impacted areas included Mayo, Galway, Sligo, Clare and Kerry, as well as parts of North Cork and North Dublin. The Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, has said the humanitarian assistance scheme is available to support people living in properties that may have been directly affected by Storm Ashley. For the latest now, we're joined by our Northwest correspondent, Shaina Corrine. Shane, good morning. We saw you last night in Galway in high winds and rain. So what did this storm bring up and down the West Coast?
Mary, across the western seaboard, local authorities reported fallen trees, loose power cables, branches snagged in power lines, debris and closures on minor roads. And so far, we have not heard much about businesses being affected or businesses being flooded. The impact on coastal areas was not as significant as was expected, given the spring tide coinciding with Storm Ashley. That said, the high tide in Galway City last night resulted in some flooding in Salt Hill. Galway City Council crews undertook cleanups yesterday evening as well, and that work will continue into this morning. And that's the message I got from a lot of local authorities along the western seaboard. In Donegal, they said there was a lot of trees down in quite a number of areas, such as Ardra, Colleedy, Door, Fannet, Kilmacrenan, Milford, Rathmullen, Raphoe, Lifford, Mullinhead and Greencastle. And those crews dealt with that or was safe to do so, and that work will also continue today. Galway County Council said too that the main impact they experienced was fallen trees with some snagged and power lines, and their crews will be working on that today and further into this week too. About 6-7 GAA county finals were cancelled yesterday, a lot along the western seaboard in Clare, Mayo, and a lot in Northern Ireland too, in Fermanagh, Tyrone and Armagh, Mary. So it did impact on a lot of sporting events yesterday too, but it does seem to be a lot of trees fallen, debris and strong winds yesterday.
So Shane, the advice would be to people out early in their cars this morning as well to exercise caution, and particularly on those secondary roads you're talking about. Will you stay with me, Shane, because I'm also joined now by Brian Tapley from the ESB. Brian, at the height of this storm yesterday, we were hearing figures of some 50,000 households may be affected by power outages. What's the situation now?
Morning, Mary. Yeah, at the height yesterday, there was 53,000 customers without power around kind of 8:30, 8:45. But this morning, that number has reduced to 16,000 customers. So we managed to restore power to about 37,000 customers in the latter part of the evening last night.
That was good going, wasn't it? Particularly with your crews having to work in still, you know, stormy and wet conditions.
Yeah, so that was part of the challenge yesterday. Is the storm kind of really started around midday yesterday, and kind of winds were high up until maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock. So kind of as we were trying to look after emergency calls and make the network safe, there was kind of the conditions were difficult to work in. The crews are out as we speak this morning, kind of damage assessing, and we'll aim to get the majority of that 16,000 back today, but it's a little bit early to say whether every single customer will be back this evening.
What's the feedback from the crews on the ground like so far this morning?
Yeah, so conditions are kind of still a little bit hazardous out there. There's a lot of debris from the night before. There is a concern that if people come across fallen trees or in particular damaged network, that is to be treated as live. We'd recommend anyone who comes across damaged network to contact our emergency number, which is 1800 372 372. But yeah, I suppose we're still assessing the full damage as first light comes.
And just remind us where those outages are at the moment.
Yeah, so this morning the worst affected areas are Galway, Mayo and Kerry, kind of parts of Dingle, and there's some small pockets of Dublin, North County Dublin, still impacted from yesterday, but it's focused mainly in those three counties.
All right, Brian Tapley, thank you very much. That's Brian Tapley there from the ESB. And just to come back to you, Shane, and a word on flights in and out of our airports, particularly Dublin Airport, which was affected last night.
Yes, Mary, we know around 60 flights due to fly in and out of Dublin Airport were cancelled yesterday. As of 6:30 yesterday evening, a total of 27 aircraft performed go-arounds, with 28 opting to go to other airports. We know that 13 flight diversions were facilitated at Shannon, 7 of those were originally due to land at Cork, and 6 of those were due to land in Dublin. The DAA said last night that yesterday's disruptions at Dublin and other airports may impact on airline schedules today, as some airport crews and staff may be out of place. So passengers are advised to contact their airlines directly for updates regarding their flights.
That's terrific. That's Shane O'Corrina, our Northwest correspondent.